Now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a regular segment where we talk about the big issues facing the state and the region, featured in the newspaper's Viewpoints section. President Trump has been compared to a lot of people over the past year or so. Some have been complimentary, many others have not. In an opinion piece over the weekend, the Republic said Trump was reminiscent of the old John Wayne character Rooster Cogburn from the film True Grit.
Stand clear and you won't get hurt.
What's your intention?
I mean to kill you in 1 minute, Ned, or see you hanged in Fort Smith at Judge Parker's convenience. Which will it be?
I call that bold talk for a one-eyed fat man.
Fill your hand, you son of a...
Editorial Director Phil Boas wrote the piece comparing Trump with Cogburn and joins me for his weekly appearance to talk about it. So, Phil, who was Rooster Cogburn and how is he reminiscent of Trump?
So Rooster Cogburn is this Western anti-hero in a 1969 film that John Wayne made, a later done in 2010 by the Coen brothers. He's this old lawman, a marshal who's overweight, has scraggly hair, likes to drink a lot, and is quick on the trigger, and has apparently killed a lot of people because it comes out in dialogue when he's being cross-examined. There's an attorney who asks him, you know, how many men have you shot? And he says, shot or killed? And the attorney says, well, let's just keep it to killed so we have a manageable figure. He's sort of a wild character, not somebody admirable as you are introduced into the movie. So.
Part of the comparison, I'll let you make it more obviously in more specifics, but that President Trump is attractive to a certain number of people and a higher percentage than a lot of us would have expected because of this sort of attitude that he brings, that it's about cleaning up a mess. And in some cases, some voters didn't care how the mess got cleaned up as long as it got cleaned up.
Yeah, this really began as a question for me. I wanted to understand why so many Republicans, so many conservatives, really the rank and file of the Republican Party, because they did vote for Trump. I wanted to understand why they could support him and continue to support him, because he's a guy whose value system is so different from their own, especially I look at the elderly, because you think of the time when they grew up, when the church was such a strong influence in people's lives, that it isn't today, but it was in their lives and in the formation of their character. And here's a guy who violates all of their bedrock values. I mean, you know, he's a womanizer. He lies routinely. He's boastful. You know, the things that most of them were not and are not. And how can they support him? And so this was really an effort to try to understand that. And I thought we had in this character in Cogburn, we have a metaphor that we can that sort of tells you how people who have a different value system could turn to somebody who they think can get a job done. Mm-hmm.
In reading your piece, what it reminded me of, because it's a 14-year-old Maddie whose dad has been killed, and so she hires Cogburn to go basically get revenge, not bring him back to justice, but to kill him to do what happened to her dad. If we compare that to voters, do you think there are a lot of voters who are tired of the idea that Mitt Romney, as conservative as he is to a lot of people, was very polite, almost what Jeff Flake has talked about, sort of the polite conservative, the person who you may disagree with but is going to be not disagreeable doing it. Is this a buildup of having candidates like that, of saying that, hey, we can't win unless we go dirty for some reason?
Yeah, this was as much a repudiation of the conventional Republican as it was of the Obama era. Mm-hmm. They were tired of the McCains and Romneys. They didn't think that they were willing to brawl to fight for their values, and so they were willing to support him. The important piece here, the important character here, is really Maddie. Maddie, who is this 14-year-old girl whose father is murdered, and she doesn't want just justice. She wants rough justice, and she wants a man who can administer it. And Rooster Cogburn is the right guy to do it, even though she seems to have nothing in common with him.
So what are these mostly Republican voters then? Okay, they want a brawler, if we're going to characterize Trump that way. But what do they want to brawl about? For part one, what is bringing out this desire to want a brawler? And then ultimately, what do they want to change? Do they want government to change? Do they want society to change?
Well, we brought a lot of Trump voters in and talked to them. I've talked to them on the phone and by email and stuff like that. And it's a lot of things, but many of them saw Barack Obama as the radical, not Trump. They think that Obama came and drop this big health care reform down in the middle of a recession, jobless recovery, and made it all worse. They saw him loading on regulation that made it harder to make a living, to make a small business work, and they were furious about it and angry. But there's more to it, and the other part of this piece is really about the identity politics that a lot of liberal Democrats have been railing about since the end of since the election of Trump. But the white majority in this country has been the object of a lot of criticism from a lot of different minority groups, women, feminists, the gays, the blacks, Latinos, all pointing their finger sort of in the same direction. Now, that kind of politics, tribal politics, has been important in America because it has helped groups on the margin be able to gain a foothold in this country and to gain influence and power and to be part of the American story. But there comes a point of diminishing returns, and we may be at that point now where you now have a white majority that is turning really resentful of it. And it may be that they were showing us that with the election of Trump.
Phil Boas is editorial director of the Arizona Republic.